You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Morning, Nick.
Hey, Steve.
Just curious to hear how you're... how the transition to center has been and just your thoughts on the offensive line in general so far.
It's been smooth. I mean, that's been a pretty common theme throughout my years here. How's your transition here been, transition there? But it's been pretty cool. I like it. It's fun. And for the rest of the offensive line, it's going really well. Our guys are healthy. They're playing good. And, you know, it's going to be – it's going to be a tough decision for Coach Harden to make. There's every single person getting movement, making plays, doing things. And, you know, we're just working in the dark, and it's going to pay off big in the future.
Morning, Nick. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, so, you know, last year, obviously, you guys had to go through the COVID protocols, and obviously there's still some of that left. But with the offensive line, how hard is that to actually be able to do what you needed to do last year, knowing that there's still a lot of uncertainty with what's going on? And how do you feel like you guys can move forward now as maybe things are progressing with the virus and everything that way?
It's actually been pretty easy. The protocol, you know, coming in, testing, doing all that. The protocol is mainly so we can function as a team and be together. So, I mean, we're more spread out in the meetings, but we're still all in the same meeting room. When it came to practice, we're all down there practicing, doing the same things. So, I mean, it really hasn't affected us that much. I'd say the only thing that COVID has affected us is just waking up and getting COVID tested every day, but it hasn't really been a big hit on us.
I'm following up on that real quick, but where, you know, based on what you guys were able to do in the fall, where do you feel like this offensive line group needs to progress, and where do you need to go to kind of take that next step, especially with a new quarterback likely in fall?
I think our offensive line did some awesome things last year, and we're going to continue to do more. And like I said earlier, so, you know, we're just working as dark horse and whatnot. So, I mean, we're just doing everything every day to the fullest extent. And that's just how it's going to be. That's how this offensive line is. And I know they, younger guys, made a lot of steps in progress of the mentality of offensive line play and reading secondaries and the linebackers and everything. So there's been a lot of intellectual development, but you know, we're just going to keep on working and we'll be fine.
Morning, Nick.
Morning.
So you're working with a bunch of quarterbacks this spring. And then in fall camp, you'll probably work with a couple of more. How important is it for you to kind of develop that rapport relationship, and how quickly does that usually come along?
It comes along quick. I mean, I'm already cool with all the quarterbacks and whatnot, worked with all of them. It's really just, it's within minutes. So you like to snap this way? Do you want me to dead snap a traditional snap? You want to take some heat off it? It's really like 5 minutes tops. It's not too bad to work that chemistry with them. It's not bad at all. They all have their own little nicks and how, you know, how far they put their hand on when they're under center, how fast they like the ball coming back. And it's not hard to adjust little things like that.
And a follow-up to that, you know, Charlie Brewer's kind of like you. He's played quite a bit of football in his career, but new to this program. Can you tell he's got that experience? Is there something a little bit different about him having played as much as he has?
I would say there's something different about every quarterback. Charlie has his own traits. JJ has his own traits. Peter has his own traits. Every quarterback, Cooper, you know, the experience does show at times from, you know, just decision-making or stuff like that. But they all have experience, too, so they all make good decisions. So, I mean, for that question, I say that, you know, Charlie's a good quarterback. You know, he vocalizes very well, and he fits in with the boys just like the rest of them.